A guten Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, Tavshanayin Zayin. There's a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Perek Zayin, Parsha Gimel, that I would like to share this week on our shir. The medrash says, "Mipnei ma maschilin l'tinoikas b'tarez kehanim v'maschilin bereshis." Why is it that school children begin their learning with the book of Vayikra and not with the book of Bereshis? And really, so it is in many chadarim and many places. The first chumash that the Ingalach learn, that the boys learn, that the children learn, is Vayikra. Answers the Medrash, Elishat, Yinoikas Tahirin, Vakarbanas Tahirin, Yavayu Tahirin, Yisasku B'Tahirin. Since the children are pure and the sacrifices are pure, let the pure come and learn and deal with the pure issues of Karbanas. The interesting thing that one should note is that the Torah does not call the Karbanas Tahir, pure, in Vayikra. The only reference we have that Karbanis are pure is when Noach built a Mizbeach to bring Karbanis to Hashem. In Perik Ches, Pasuk Chaf of Bereshis, it says Noach built a Mizbeach, and he took the Behemoth Tahira, the Behemoth Tahiris, he took the pure animals and he put them onto the Mizbeach. Rashi says, what are these pure animals? These are pure animals that were destined to be pure for Klal Yisrael. One could ask, why are we going to Noach, even before the Torah was given, to talk about the Karbanos that are called Tahar? What is the significance of going all the way back to Noach and using that as a reference point for the reason why we should teach Karbanos to our precious young children? Perhaps we can say the following. Noach, when he brought his Karbanos, predated not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to Klal Yisrael to be Mavchen Ben Tamei L'Tahar, like the Torah tells us later in Vayikra, but also it predated the era of the Avos HaKadoshim. Chazal tell us in Kedushin on Daf Pei Beis and Aleph that the Avos kept the entire Torah before it was given. Thus, by referring to the Karbanos as pure, the Medrash is telling us to the potential of the sacrifices to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essential love for Klal Yisrael and to discuss the bond that predates and transcends even the attachment that we develop by observing His Torah. The Torah was observed by the Avos, and even before the Avos observed the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us about Tahar, about purity. And perhaps we can understand the tradition to introduce the children to Torah study with the book of Vayikra. Children begin their school years long before they're the age of responsibility to observe the Torah mitzvahs. Not only that, but at that age they're too young to even digest the idea of duty and obligation or to be trained for duties that they will have upon reaching the age of bar mitzvah. The early reading of the Torah in Vayikra and teaching them this parsha, these halachas, tells us about the inherent connection that a person has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, a connection that transcends even the observance and the actual study of the Torah and its laws. Since the sacrifices, likewise, reflect the pure and inviolable relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's appropriate that pure come and deal with pure. That the pure, the children, they come and deal with the Karbanos, which are called Tahar. To teach us that it's inherent in every Yid, it's inherent in all of us from the time that we're born, that we're an Am Kodesh, an Am Tahar, a pure nation, a nation which HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us above everybody else, not only for our Kedusha, but also for our Tahara, for our purity. It is our job to teach our children to be pure from a very young age, even when they don't understand it and they're not being Mekayim the Mitzvahs, and it's our job to continuously work on ourselves to remain Tahar, to remain pure in a world that doesn't want us to be pure, so that we will be zeicha to reach that madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. A good Shabbos.